We see here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's auspicious sankalpa. Sankalpa means his desire, his express desire, his mission. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Radati Swapadantikam. Rupa Goswami is a chosen leader of all the Vaishnava Acharyas. And he is entrusted with a mission to spread the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Once there was a controversy that what is the mission of Lord Chaitanya? To actually relish the raga-marga bhakti and prema-niryas and spread that. That's the mission of Lord Chaitanya. That is the main mission of Lord Chaitanya. Srila Prabhupada says, the main mission of Lord Chaitanya is this, as mentioned here. Chari bhava bhakti diya nachamu bhuvana. Apane karimu bhakta bhava angi kare. Apni achari bhakti shikhaimu sabare. I shall act as a devotee and by my example I shall teach. Jare dakho tare koho Krishna upadesh amar agyay guru haya tare ei desh. Whomever meets, talk about Krishna, whomever you meet. And in this way become a guru and deliver all your friends, neighbors, people around you. Doesn't matter wherever you are. Ebena badile tomar vishaya tarang punarapi eithai bhava mora sang. Lord Chaitanya assures that in this way you will not be disturbed by the waves of material life. Vishaya taranga. This is the only way not to be disturbed by the Vishaya taranga. There is no other way he has mentioned in the entire 11,000 verses of Chaitanya. Ebena badile tomar Vishaya taranga. In this way you will not be disturbed by the waves of Maya. If you talk about Krishna, whomever you meet. This is the mission of Lord Chaitanya. Of course, one must advance and ultimately relish the loving exchange of Krishna with his devotees as exhibited in Vrindavan. Prem-bhav, prem-bhakti. But it is not by artificial cultivation that you can attain love of God. It is by hard work, by following in the footsteps of the Guru. Out of the 64 limbs, the first one is Ado Guru Ashraya. First you take shelter of the Guru. Then you learn from him the secrets of spiritual life. Then you follow his instructions. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Simply understanding that Krishna is God and I am his servant is a big step, no doubt. 99.99% of the world, they do not know who God is. They do not know whether God is or not. And they do not know who God is. So if you come to that platform to know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and I am his eternal servant, that's a big step. But it is still far, far away from obtaining love of God. Because love of God begins at the process of love of God begins. Ado shraddha tato sadhu sang asa bhajana kriya. You have faith, you want to know who the Supreme Lord is, what is the Supreme Absolute Truth. So you associate with devotees and learn sambandha jnana. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. It is sambandha. Krishna sambandha bhakti abhideya prema prayojana. The process by which you can establish the relationship is called abhideya. That is bhakti. And the process for which you want to establish, the purpose for which you want to establish the relationship is called prayojana. And that is to attain love of God. So when you go to the Guru, he tells you, chant Hare Krishna nicely. It's called bhajana kriya. Shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam asanam vandanam dasyam sakhyam atmanivedanam. Sri Chaitanya Mahabhu said to Sanatana Goswami, bhajana madhya sarva sreshta navavidha bhakti Krishna Krishna prema dite dhare mahashakti. Of all kinds of different processes of self-realization, worship, yoga, the best process is ninefold devotional service, navavidha bhakti. This process has the power to deliver Krishna and Krishna prem. Krishna, Krishna prema dite dhare mahashakti. Taramadhya sarva sreshta nama sankirtan. Of all these nine processes also nam sankirtan is the best. It is the foundation. It is the common factor. In fact, all other processes in Kali Yuga are meant to purify chanting of the holy name. That is the bhajana kriya. We are barely chanting 16 rounds a day with great difficulty. So our bhajana kriya is very weak. This is Kali Yuga. The atmosphere is so vitiated. Kalim sattvaharam pungsham. Sattvaharam. Everything you start becomes immediately diluted. So Prabhupada kindly told you at least chant 16 rounds so you don't fall down and you engage your senses in the service of Krishna because you are very active, you are passionate, you want to work. So work for Krishna. Go out in the street and distribute books. Now this activity of preaching is the same as Sankirtan. Srila Prabhupada did not want us to chant 16 rounds and then enjoy, you know, do gossiping, do this thing. Because the process of preaching is non-different from chanting, therefore he gave alternative variety of activities. Chant sometime, then go out and preach, talk about Krishna. So Sankirtan is very auspicious. And that is Yuga Dharma. And that is Bhajana Kriya. And that will diminish Anartha Nivruti. That will diminish our anarthas. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, anxiety. All these things that are obstacles on the path of our chanting will gradually be diminished. And then, anartha nivruti shat tato nishtha. Then comes nishtha. Then our real chanting starts. We are struggling to chant now, but then we will spontaneously chant. On the stage of nishtha, we will chant. Just like now, we are very spontaneously attracted to eating prasadam or collecting money or having comfortable life. There is spontaneous attraction. Or a young man attracted to a young woman attracted to a young man. This is spontaneous. Such spontaneous attraction to Krishna will come when our chanting is purified. Anartha nivruti. Tato nishtha ruchi stataha. Then comes taste. Tatha asaktis. Then become attached to the holy name. Tato bhava. Tata prema vidnachati. It's a long process. It's all explained in one verse, two lines, but it could take lifetimes to come to bhava and prem stage. But the purpose of Lord Chaitanya is to not wait for lifetimes and just go on procrastinating, oh, I am so fallen, when will I get love, what should I do? There is no need for complacency. There is no need for frustration. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process is all simply blissful. Kevala Ananda Karna. We were just singing this song. Parama Karuna Pahudvija Nitai Gaura Chandra. Nityananda Gauranga. They are very kind. Very kind. One time, Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were going to meet Advaita Acharya. He was hiding in Shantipur. And Lord Chaitanya became angry. Why is he hiding there? I want to bring him to, preach with me. So, on the way, they came across some tantric house. So, Nityananda Prabhu, as usual, he likes to deliver the most fallen people. So, Lord Chaitanya, so the tantric said, oh, come. Chaitanya said, this man, he is a drunkard, and he is a meat eater, and he is a womanizer. How can we go there? Nityananda Prabhu says, well, this is your expertise to deliver this kind of people. So, they went. And then the man started giving fillers, here, take this amrut, they call liquor. I'm giving you this amrut nectar, take this. So, Nityananda Prabhu says, with this man I cannot take. He's just making fun of the man. But they didn't take anything, he offered some fruits finally. Just because he was attracted to these two people, he had absolutely no inclination for spiritual life. He was very degraded. Still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associated with him, accepted some fruits from him, and delivered that man. So this is their policy. Patra patra vichara nahi, nahi sthana sthan. Jai jaha paai taha kare prema daan. He does not consider who is fit, who is not fit. This place is good enough or this place is not good enough. Nahi sthana sthan. Whomever they met, wherever they met, they distributed love of God. So, parama karuna pahu dvija, nitai gaura chandra. I was just reading in the verse by Prabhupada Saraswati here. Even the cow eaters will shed tears of love, he says in the Chaitanya Chandramata. I will read this later. So otherwise, how it was possible that this highest process, love of God, which is sought after by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and all the demigods and the great sages, this is not available to them. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita very clearly, Name vidu suragana prabhavam na maharshaya aham adirhi devanam maharshinam cha sarvasya. The host of demigods do not know me. The great sages do not know me because I am the source of all the demigods and the sages. If Lord Brahma himself was kind of lost, he heard big demigods playing kettle drums and showering flowers, and there was a tumultuous sound in the upper planetary system that Krishna killed a big demon called Agasur. Agasur was a huge, like a mountain, and he tried to devour all Krishna's cowherd boys and cows. And Krishna entered, expanded himself, and choked him, and finally his life air came out from the Brahmarandra, waited in the space for some time. When Krishna came out of the body, the soul came and merged into Krishna's body. So So this absolutely wonderful scene, nobody had ever witnessed, even Brahmaji was astonished. So he thought, now Krishna is under my jurisdiction, what will he do if I try to play a little trick with him? Of course, I believe, and acharyas have explained, that this kind of bewilderment should not happen with Brahma, because he is a very exalted person. But Krishna himself put him in a yoga maya so that Krishna could show his opulence to Brahma and to all of us who Krishna is. So Brahmaji tried to steal the cowherd boys and the Krishna's little cows, and he took them away and he embarrassed Krishna, because when Brahma's trick is going to last 1 year, what will happen to all the Vrijabasis? They have lost their children. Krishna comes alone to their home without his friends, without the cows. What will happen to the cows? So it was a very dangerous trick, just like Indra sending all the incessant showers on Vrindavan. It was also very dangerous, fatal trick. But Krishna expanded himself into each and every cowherd boy and calf. Nobody knew that their child was not there. Krishna acted so perfectly that every mother, every cow thought, this is my calf and this is my child. And their affection increased. When Lord Brahma came after 1 year and he saw all the cowherd boys and cows were there, he was surprised. What happened? And while he was thinking like that, each and every cowherd boy and each and every calf turned into four-armed Vishnu Narayan. Every calf was four-armed Vishnu. Thousands of Vishnu forms were coming out of Krishna, the little cowherd boy, and thousands of them were entering into his body. With each Vishnu form, he saw a big Brahma and Narada and Garuda and all the other Krishna's associates and demigods, and almost all paraphernalia that one Vishnu has with thousands of different sets of all his different Brahmas and different demigods. And he was totally, totally spellbound, totally astounded. And he said, those who claim that they know Krishna, let them claim so. But I, as far as I am concerned, Brahma, I don't know anything about Krishna. Vaibhavam, he Krishna, oh my dear Lord, I do not know anything about you. Tava gochara. Agochara. So if Lord Brahmaji did not know the actual nature of Krishna, Lord Shiva did not know. He tried to fight with Krishna in Banasura's story. And Indra also tried. So how much difficult it is for an ordinary man to know. But by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that most confidential knowledge, and even more confidential than what he exhibited in Srimad Bhagavatam, even the more confidential knowledge than what was given by Shukadeva Goswami in Bhagavatam, was distributed to you and to you and to you and to everybody. This knowledge that Prabhupada has given us in his books, and this knowledge is revealed by Krishna Das Kaviraj in Chaitanya Charitamrita, is the most advanced spiritual knowledge, which was not available to even the highest demigods, the highest acharyas, the highest great sages. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Paramakaruna. Paramakaruna. He is the most merciful Lord. Mahavadanya Avatar. There is one great acharya. His name is great devotee, Raghupati Upadhyay. He met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Allahabad, when Prayag. When first time Pallabhacharya, the Acharya of Pushti Marga, met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very attracted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he invited him to his house in Adelgaon, across Jamuna. And he was very, very wonderstruck to see the love that exhibited by Lord, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu generally did not exhibit his ecstatic symptoms in front of people who were very formal and did not have a very intimate relationship. So he was very careful. But his body was all just shaking with love, and his tears started flowing from his eyes, and he very soon lost consciousness. And while they were crossing Jamuna in the boat, by looking at the color of Jamuna, he became totally ecstatic and jumped in Jamuna. And they were afraid. Somehow they pulled him on the boat, and then the boat, bodily movement, the boat started shaking. Somehow or other they crossed the river, and Vallabhacharya was stuck. He had never seen such symptoms of love anywhere. And this Mahabhava symptoms nobody can exhibit except Radharani and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So somehow he brought him to his house, washed his feet, and offered prasad. At that time, one devotee came. His name was Raghupati Upadhyay. So he composed a verse. Kampati kathayutam ishe, sampati kova pratiti mayato. Who shall I tell and who shall believe me that the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Master of all demigods, the Lord of all the universes, is actually chasing young damsels of Vrindavan in the groves in the forest of Vrindavan. He is hunting them. Kampati kathayutam ishe, sampati kova pratiti mayatu. Gopati tanaya kunje, gopavadhuti vitam brahma. Gopavadhuti vitam brahma. That Supreme Lord is chasing gopavadhus, the beautiful damsel of Vrindavan, on the bank of Jamuna. Who will believe me? It's very hard to understand. For demigods also, they can accept four-armed Vishnu, majestic form of Vishnu, that they can accept. But to accept somebody who is hunting the young little damsels of Vrindavan in the forest of, on the bank of Jamuna, it's very hard for anybody to accept. And that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu churned the ocean of philosophy, and he actually presented that as the highest Absolute Truth. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayas Taddham Vrindavanam. Araj, the worshipable Lord, is son of Maharaj Nanda. This is explained in 7th chapter of Adilila also. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Ekale Ishwar Advitiya Nandatmaja Rasika Shekhar. Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna has many forms. Krishna has a form in Vrindavan, in Dwarka, in Mathura. So, it is said in the Bhagavatam, Ete Changsakala Punsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. All the rest are portions and plenary portions. But Krishna is the Swayam Bhagavan, or the origin of all the incarnations and expansions. So that, who is the origin of all the expansions and incarnations? That is Nandatmaja, he is son of Maharaj Nanda. Not the one in Mathura, not the one in Dwarka, but the one in Mathura, the one in Vrindavan. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, Ekaleshwar, he is the only Lord. Everybody else is his associates, subordinate to him. Even the other forms of Krishna, even other majestic forms of Lord Narayan, other incarnations like Raman, Narasimha, Varaha, Vaman, they are all subordinate to him. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Ekaleshwar Advitiya, there is no parallel to him. Nandatmaja Rasika Shekhar. And his pastimes are simply enjoying with the Prajavasi, with the residents of Raja. He doesn't bother about creating universes, maintaining them, or he's simply absorbed in Prem Leela, Prem Madhuri. So, Rasadi Vilasi Raja Lalana Nagara. Arajata dekha sab tara parikara. What is his pastimes? Rasadi vilas. He performs extraordinary pastimes such as Rasalila. Raja Lalana Nagara. and he is the darling of the beautiful damsels of Vrindavan. And whatever else you see, wherever else you see, all the incarnations, all the universes, all the demigods, are jato dekha, sabatara parikara, it's all his associates and expansions. No one is equal to or greater than the Krishna of Vrindavan. This is the secret, this is the most confidential secret that was actually displayed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is giving this secret to not people who are very exalted scholars of Sanskrit, who are great austere people, they are great yogis. No. He is giving this secret to ordinary people, sinful people, the most degraded people. Therefore, he is considered Paramakaruna Pahudri. Nitai Gora Chandra. Sabha Avatara Sara Shiromani. He is the crest jewel of all the incarnations. And it's not very difficult also. It's not like you have to fast and you have to take a seminary courses of 20 years and go to some big school and study all these intricate spiritual subjects. No. Keval Anandakanda, chanting, dancing and feasting. All the truth is revealed to you simply by hearing and chanting. Vidyavadhu Jivanam. Chanting process is so auspicious. Atah Sri Krishna Namadi na bhaved grahyam indriyehi sevan mukhehi jihvadav svayam evasfratyadaha. When you serve the holy name, beginning with the tongue, Naam, Rupa, Leela, Dham, these beautiful deities, hearing pastimes, visiting the holy Dham, when you do it with your senses, then the glories of the holy name, all the philosophical intricacies and the truths will become revealed simply in the heart by the process of chanting and hearing. It's not, this knowledge cannot be received by academic studies. It can only be received by service, especially service to the holy name. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave so much emphasis on the holy name. He didn't write anything. He only wrote 8 stanzas of Shikshashtakam. Cheto darpana marjanam ava mahadavagni nirvavanam. Chitrupi darpan. It cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated from time immemorial. On the mirror of our heart, it extinguishes the blazing fire of material existence of repeated birth and death. It is the prime benediction for humanity at large, because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is life of all transcendental knowledge. Just by chanting, all these wonderful mysteries, secrets, which are not available to demigods, sages, becomes manifest in our heart. These Srimad Bhagavatam stories about Brahma, about Shiva, about Indra, they are indication to us that we are more fortunate than anybody ever in the history of mankind to receive this knowledge. We should not take it very lightly, very cheaply. We should not become prakruta sahajiyas. There is no scope for misunderstanding in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line. If you hear Prabhupada, if you hear the standard acharyas, there is no scope for misunderstanding. But Maya is so strong and powerful. There are 13 upper sampradayas or deviant sampradayas that happened soon after Lord Chaitanya's disappearance. It's because it is our responsibility to be careful and assimilate this knowledge in a systematic and a humble manner. If we are not very careful, if we are negligent, then we can easily deviate. Such a great benediction, great privilege has been bestowed on us, even though we are very unqualified, without any qualification or without any proper position, we have received this transcendental gift. And so if we do not value it, if we do not appreciate it, if we do not become humble and grateful to the Lord and His pure devotees, then we can deviate very easily. This is actually, there are two things work. One is Maya and another is the offenses of against Vaishnavas. So we become deviant. Therefore, we should always take shelter of this literature that Prabhupada has given. I always say that these books are not books, but Prabhupada giving in your house or in your temple, in the ashram, and associating with you personally, just like a teacher sits down, takes the hand of the child and says, A, B, C, D. Through these books, Prabhupada is holding our hand and teaching us the ABCDs of spiritual life. He is personally, immediately he sits down with you. This is a mystical process of spiritual life that even after 10,000 years he will be holding people's hands and he will teach them. This is the spiritual life. Prabhupada said, one Satswarup Prabhu Maharaj, just in the beginning, in 26 Second Avenue, he was typing for Prabhupada manuscripts. And then Prabhupada, he had some, he was coming slowly, gradually, so he didn't know exactly what Swamiji is. So one day Prabhupada said, you're doing this service, that is a love. And if you love me, I love you. It's just like that. Through his service, we manifest our love to Prabhupada. And if we love him like that, then he reciprocates and he loves. And he, by his grace, yasya devi para bhaktir yatha devi tatha guru tasita krishta yatha prakashante mahatmana. All the reveals, all the important purports will become revealed in our hearts just by his blessings. And there is no greater way to receive blessings than to associate with his books. He took trouble, 6, 8 hours every day. He wrote for us. He stayed up all night at the age of 70, 75, 70, 80 years. And 1 o'clock in the morning, I had the great fortune of sitting next to his room, sleeping next in the next room where he was translating. So we used to give him a little massage and then he'd fall asleep for 2-3 hours. And then around 12 o'clock, 12:30, he would wake up and stay up till 6 in the morning and translate books regularly. If we have to write one letter, it takes us 1 week. And for him, even though he was constantly traveling from different cities, in different places, you get a jet lag, this thing, that thing, plus old age. But how he opened up book and dictated this transcendental purpose is just amazing. Even before, 2 weeks before, with folding up his pastimes in the material world. 2 weeks before, when he could hardly speak anything, he could not move his hand. He had to be moved around in the bed. So he asked his servants, put up my pillow, bring my dictaphone, I want to translate. I do not want to die. I don't want to die idly. I want to die like a soldier. A soldier dies fighting, so I want to die while fighting for Krishna. So he dictated the 14th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam like that. So we have a very powerful pedigree, what you call powerful lineage. Krishna's most dedicated, most accomplished servant is our predecessor. Nobody has ever done in the history of mankind what Prabhupada did. He came out of India without any money, without any friends, with nothing else but Krishna's blessings. And he created this wonderful spiritual world. One acharya, one teacher, a Hindu leader, He came to our temple once and he said, but he was not a Hare Krishna devotee, we never knew him. And he said that, "I have been to many ISKCON temples and I have seen that what Prabhupada did, and nobody ever did a fraction of what he did." He said, "Vivekananda, what did he do? What did he do? He went and gave some lectures, but nobody's heart changed. Prabhupada made cow protectors out of cow eaters, and Prabhupada transformed their lives. He made them change their dress, put on tilak, and vegetarian food." So everything that Prabhupada did was unique and unparalleled. And of all the men that have been given birth by Mother India in 20th century, Prabhupada was the greatest man. He said, like, Prabhupada was the greatest son of India who ever appeared in the 20th century. So it's not just the devotees, but even ordinary people who has a little common sense can understand that what Prabhupada has done is astounding. And therefore, on Janmashtami day, just recently, almost every temple in India, ISKCON temple in India, had hundreds of thousands of people visiting. And here also, everybody, Janmashtami means ISKCON. That's like another word. So here, of course, Prabhupada had given lot of importance and blessings to this project here, Bhaktivedanta Manor. I remember in 1974-75, Prabhupada used to keep photos of this place. And when some prominent Indian businessmen, they used to come and meet him, he used to show them, "This is our place in London. And we are spending so much money every day. We spend almost 10 lakhs rupees every day in all different temples. And we have so many cars." And he was so proud of what his children, what his neophyte devotees were achieving. Prabhupada cried when three householder couples came to London and established the first center. He said that, "My Guru Maharaj sent sannyasi disciples, but they couldn't really establish anything strong and lasting. But these householders have gone, and now Hare Krishna has become household word in all over England, because the Radha Krishna temple album had come and it had been number one on the charts. And Beatles were involved." And so Prabhupada was very proud of preaching in England, because England was ruling India for so many years. And now there are Drathiyatras, and now there are British people who have become devotees of Krishna. So this is a very dear project to Prabhupada. And all of you are very dear servants of Prabhupada who are doing service here. I feel very blessed to be in your association, and I feel I get some strength here from all of you. I heard nice things about how nicely you conducted the Janmashtami festival. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. If anybody has any question.